This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight. Yo, thanks for hanging with us, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Senate confirmed a first female CIA director. The president calls undocumented immigrants animals. And a TV anchor is talking about Margot Kidder and a very sad, sad day. And it was just another day on the Big Island of Hawaii with people trying to take selfies very close to the erupting Kilauea. What are they, crazy? I'm going to say it again. There is nothing like shoes melting off your feet. Because guess what? Your feet are next if you can even get out of your shoes. Crazy. She kept her shoes on. And she was straight as an arrow when she addressed the Senate. They confirmed her, Gina Haspel. She's the one. She's the anomaly. The first female running the CIA in the 71-year history. She was confirmed 54-45. One senator not happy, John McCain, battling brain cancer. He said she was not the right choice. Because she was for waterboarding. She had a lot of support from her colleagues. She was an undercover CIA agent in very tricky, dangerous positions. Very dangerous positions. So she was criticized from not just Senator John McCain, but some former generals, admirals, and diplomats for her role in that torture program, which took place during George W. Bush's administration after 9/11. She was the overseer of what we used to call the black sites, and one of them was in Thailand in 2002, where suspected terrorists were tortured. And then she wrote the 2005 order through a supervisor to destroy 92 videotapes that showed CIA agents waterboarding prisoners. She did say she would not restart the torture program. Senator Elizabeth Warren, not happy, said Haspel's assurances were not enough. She said, and I quote, "No matter how you dress it up, torture's torture. It's inhumane, ineffective, and un-American." Gina Haspel advocated for torture. Now it's all words bouncing off against a microphone because it doesn't matter. She's confirmed. She's in. Now it's time to deal. She replaces Mike Pompeo, who left last month to become Trump's new Secretary of State. So that's that. She's in. Evacuees. That word is crazy, isn't it? Evacuees leaving, thank goodness some of them, a very dangerous area, and that is the Kilauea volcano. The volcano has erupted from its summit, shooting a dusty plume of ash. You know how far that ash goes up in the air? Just take a guess. I want you to close your eyes for a second and say, I'm going to knock down this question. How big is the plume? How big is that deadly plume? Really dusty. If a plane goes through, it's deadly. 30,000 feet into the sky. 30,000. Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. Looking at it, watching it, is just insane. And the people that are crawling closer to it, I don't understand. I understand the curiosity. But you know what they say about curiosity and the cat? I'm not even going to go there. Undocumented immigrants. These aren't people, these are animals. That's a quote from the president. He said, "We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them, but we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. There's an hour-long White House meeting with local California leaders opposed to so-called sanctuary city policies. California's law provides safe harbor to some of the most vicious and violent offenders on earth, like MS-13 gang members. I'd agree with that. And putting innocent men, women, and children at the mercy of these sadistic criminals. I agree with that. Sadistic, twisted, unconscious ignoramuses, because those gang members... You'd be on the ground in 2 seconds. Let's put it that way. So how about this? So the remarks were pretty reminiscent of when he was campaigning. We heard a similar thing. He said, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. That's what he said back in 2015, and that exploded that comment. So there are some frustrated people in California, but some of the policies, let's put it that way. All right, in the meantime, let's traverse in another direction of what people are really buzzing about across the country, and that means in your backyard and mine, which they might not be that similar, actually. But I sometimes think that, well, I don't sometimes, I think for sure what we talk about transcends. It doesn't matter where you live. You probably are talking about the president's tweets often. And there's been a lot of tweeting lately. Do you know that the president has 52 million followers? It's real. 52 million followers. I say hats off to the prez for going to the Walter Reed Medical Center. And he took pictures with heroes, and, oh, I so agree. So agree, so agree, so agree. And then he said congratulations to Gina Haspel. He put something out about that. And then there was a couple of other tweets, like, despite the disgusting, illegal, and unwarranted witch hunt, we have had the most successful first 17 months administration in U.S. history by far. Sorry to the fake news media and haters, but that's the way it is. So when you hear that, then you got to say, okay, so what specifically is the prez looking at? And of course, it's always poll numbers, poll numbers, poll numbers. And he saw some really good poll numbers. And I ask you this, as we go from politics to the, well, pond, let's put it that way. I was reading a story today about an ag teacher at a Florida high school who's on administrative leave for drowning animals in class. Oh. The high school teacher, Dewey Bruton, and several students drowned two wild raccoons. And the class watched. So footage shows them putting the raccoon in a metal wire trap into a garbage bin. Then they used hoses to fill it with water to drown the nuisance animals in class. Oh, my gosh. Imagine your kid coming home. Hey, what'd you do today? We drowned a couple raccoons in class today. I dissected a frog, I'll confess. And oh yeah, we did a rabbit one time too. Stay with us, we'll go to the movies next here on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm gonna change your nappy now.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
I'm gonna change your nappy now. I'm gonna change your nappy now.
I like that. Perfect music movie for a very cool place that I go to, Alamo Draft House, once in a while. Got to look that up. That guy is awesome that decided he was going to start that kind of different movie theater. I'll tell you what, if you're texting in the movies, you get a warning and then they throw you out. Some night we're going to talk about my favorite movie house. For now, let's go to the movies. This is our movie segment, Cheap Movie Reviews. Deadpool 2. Ryan Reynolds, my favorite. He's awesome in this role. And here he is with part two.
Yeah.
Devil we care attitude. Strong thighs. Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry I'm late. I was rounding up all the gluten in the world and launching into space where it can't not hurt us ever again.
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
What? In the ass.
My name's Cable. I'm here for the kid.
What? The kid?
Move or die.
Ah!
chance to be better than we used to be. You need to.
A lot smarter than I look. I ain't letting Cable kill this kid. But I can't do this alone. We're going to form a super-duper group. That's what we're going to do.
Our group will be forward-thinking, gender-neutral. We will be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right. Now, cue the music.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. What the fuck is the fear?
Tell me they got that in slow motion.
Doing the right thing is messy. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty.
That is why the man bun is just a millennial mullet.
Oh, God, I wish I finished college.
It lives up to the hype. Plus, plus.
They probably won't even make it 3.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it, 2. You killed it.
Lots of funny innuendo and certainly sarcasm dripping with it, but that is vintage Ryan Reynolds, and Deadpool 2 definitely will find its audience. If you don't go see it in the theater, watch it streaming. If you're a fan of this movie, it's wisecracking, it's that kind of stuff, and you got Josh Brolin who's in it. You have Ryan Reynolds, I mentioned. Julian Dennison is in this movie. And it's, you know, think about it. He might join forces with 3 other mutants, Bedlam, Shatterstar, and Domino, to battle Cable and his weaponry. Sounds like an intriguing plot, right? They joke about everything. They joke about the DC universe. They joke about Batman versus Superman. And so if you're in the whole Marvel Comics scene, if you get it, then you get Deadpool. There's no question about it. We move from Deadpool 2 to something completely different. Ever been in a book club? Yawn. This movie's called Book Club.
Judge Myers?
Yes.
Forever your love life with these two.
Do you need anything else, Your Honor?
A man of your dreams is just a click away.
No, I don't. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yep.
We are 4 smart, successful women. I don't need a man. What is the point?
Who still has any interest, ladies?
I am not going to let us become those people who stop living before they stop living.
I would like to introduce you to Christian Grey.
This is for mature audiences. Certainly sounds like us.
Oh, wow.
When?
My, oh, my.
What's it been, 40 years?
That's impossible. That would mean I was only 6. This is going to be a game changer.
Oh, you need some help? I don't think you have that on quite right.
Can you get me some scissors? I can't feel my feet.
Do you even remember your last date? We're talking Nixon era.
Shh. Pretty sure he knows you're in here.
What society says about women our age.
You are better at this than you think you are.
The choice should be ours.
Shut up and kiss me.
Do we want another bottle?
Yes. Yes.
Book Club. So what's Book Club all about? Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, Craig T. Nelson, 4 friends. Turns upside down when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of Grey. Ooh, gray. Ooh, naughty, but not dirty because it's PG-13. Chick flick, older chick flick. 1 hour, 44 minutes. It's going to find at least a streaming audience. If not, it may find a bigger audience than that. It's not going to beat any Deadpool 2, though, that's for sure. All right, last one. It's a comedy. It's called Life of the Party.
Oh,
don't regret staying at home and being your mom, but I regret not getting my degree.
That's why somebody's mom just enrolled in college.
I'm referring to myself.
I'll see you around the quad.
Nobody says that, Mom.
Well, bring it, Beth.
Get ready for the wild.
I think those dancers checked you out.
But just looking at my smock, it tends to catch the light.
Mom, you're a college girl now, and we gotta make some changes.
No, we don't know where that's been.
Oh, God, it's full of hair.
Come on, let me at it.
No! Oh, God, no!
What are you, 20?
Okay.
No, I'm 21!
Okay.
I love your mom.
You had sex in the library, Frank!
He just had sex in a public place!
Where?
In the stacks!
In her slacks?
No, shut up, Frank. Get ready for the wildlife. I'm older, I'm wiser. This, essentially a Google.
Ask me anything.
Turn off your Google.
You're scaring me.
I think my Google scared Jeff last night.
Oh, my God.
But in a good way. Like when you intentionally go through a haunted house.
Ew!
You can't help but know that voice, right? It is Melissa McCarthy, Life of the Party. She's had a couple of really big hits, so I think that was the idea here. It's PG-13. It's 1 hour, 45 minutes, so basically 2 hours. Dumped by her husband. She turns regret into reset. Gotta love that play on words. She goes back to college. She winds up at the same school as her daughter. Boy, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? And Life of the Party on Rotten Tomatoes did not score very well. Average rating 5 of 10, 39%. So critics say, you know, there's good natured humor and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't make up for what they call jumbled direction and a script that misses far more than it hits. A tough concept. You know, it's interesting because you look at movies like Avengers, Infinity War, and of course anything to do with Marvel explodes, anything to do with comics, all that kind of stuff. And so that's not a shocker that it would do so well. I think coming out, we're going to see this next Star Wars, a Star Wars story, Solo, is... You know, it's going to be something that people are going to want to see, and it has that Star Wars pull to it. So I believe that's going to be a big hit, but it's not out yet, let's put it that way. So those are your three choices of new flicks. My easy prediction in this cheap movie review is Ryan Reynolds nails it, and Deadpool 2 with its wisecracking innuendo jokes ends up being number one at the box office of the new flicks. Stay tuned. We're talking to my pal Dean Lindsay next here on America Tonight. It's all about being fat. You'll find out.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It sounds like the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be back on. The president talking with Japan's prime minister, and the White House said they talk about that upcoming meeting, one which the president canceled after North Korea took a shot at Vice President Mike Pence last week. Strong winds and heavy rain pound parts of Florida on Memorial Day as subtropical storm Alberto makes landfall. Flooding, tornadoes, and storm surges all concerns, and Laguna Beach could get up to a half foot of rain by Monday night. Flooding expected to be an issue up the panhandle into Alabama and western Georgia. The president delivering a short Memorial Day message after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
We're gathered here on the sacred soil to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
The president promising to never forget our nation's heroes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Angelica Wolfe. She's written a book called 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. And I have to tell you, I was so intrigued with the title, got the book, have gone through it, and really trying to just do it every day because I want to jump ahead. But I guess that's the beauty of this, that you could learn something every day, or if you wanted to jump ahead, you could do the same thing. But think of inspirational quotes and think of trying to find direction in a day where maybe you're having a rough day or just in any normal day whatsoever. Angelica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So what was the inspiration for you behind this?
When poetry, basically, that's how I started it. I wrote a lot of poetry when I was a young girl, probably started on 10, 12, all the way through my teenage years.
Wow, so this was a way to take your poetry and lay it out?
You know, it started as poetry, but it changed, to be honest with you. It changed because I believe my religion is Christianity. So when I started reading the Bible, it went on that direction. I wanted to write, whether or not it was about God or something else, I wanted to find something positive to write about.
You know, when you say that, and that's it in a nutshell, and that's what I got from it, something positive to write about. Was it hard to boil it down? Because once you start to do that and you write and you find quotes and you find meanings and you create quotes, I mean, you probably have enough, or you could have enough for a couple books, right?
Yeah, that's right. I started it years ago. This particular book took me almost 2 years, mainly because when you're writing, you have to go back and then reread and then rewrite it. And things don't come across at times as you want others to understand it, or you try for others to get your meaning across, to take it to heart, and that is very hard to put together. It's very hard to write positive, to be honest with you, and especially inspirational. It takes a lot of emotional thinking in a way.
Do you, so in doing that, as you said, it's hard to write positive and emotional thinking. Was there a particular place where you found where you could quiet your other thoughts and write? I mean, you know, a lot of times when people listening to this, I think some of them can relate to it. When you're trying to pull something together, like you said, it took you 2 years. Was there a place that you went to write, or was there a time of day that was best for you when you could quiet the other noise?
I write every night, just about, probably about 30 minutes every night, in almost every day. And some of the stuff I write, of course, it turns into nothing. I reread what I wrote, let's say, a week ago, and some of that is it's no meaning whatsoever. I have to just trash it. But it's a process, and you get better at it day by day. And as long as you stay focused on the things you wanna get across to others. And my focus is to be inspirational, to be positive. Even at times when I don't feel positive that day, or I don't feel good about something that day, I wish that others, you know, are always like me. We all struggle with being in a good mood, and we all struggle daily with maybe not feeling well today. But you still gotta put out there the best of you. And that's pretty hard for everybody, I believe.
Boy, I so agree with that. And we're speaking to Angelica Wolf. She's got a book called 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. Do you have, after pulling this together, do you have a favorite quote? Or is there one in the book that really lifts you up, or one that you really just like the best, or a couple?
Yep, as a matter of fact, I do. On my book, well, let's see here. My book is not all about Christianity, by the way. It's about everyday experiences, or maybe even going back years on your life. You know, something that might happen to you that someone did to you that you're going back and think about it. And the years have passed, and now you are a little more mature, and you see it a little bit different, or you see it for what it was when at the time when it was happening to you, you did not understand why it was happening and exactly what were the outcome in your life and the impact on your life. So I got a good one here that I really like. It's you cannot separate creativity from emotion. You can train the unskilled. You can coach the untalented. But creativity is a gift. And I truly believe in that.
Boy, I surely do too. That's a great quote. That you're right. You can train, etc., but creativity is absolutely a gift. When you and so there's an example of something that it's short, it's easy to read. When you started and you take 365 days and you're picking out quotes and you're looking at the days, March is different from December, and obviously October, what we celebrate then, is different from the middle of the summer. Did you try to match the quotes to the months or days a little bit? Did you think about that at all?
Actually, no, that's a great point. I didn't. Maybe I should have. But instead, what I did is I divided the book on concepts or themes. You know, for instance, part of my book is dedicated to the military. Another is dedicated to children. So I split it in four different sections, Christianity, and then a little bit of everything.
Yes, yeah, so
I call it potpourri.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that was so clever. Why the military? What was the strong pull toward the military?
Well, in my past, in my prior marriage, I was a military wife. So therefore, I understand the struggles, the low-paying job for the hours and hours of work. But my son is also in the military. So I got great sympathy and great respect for the military, but not just because of my family. It's because there are some good people out there in uniform. I can speak for everybody, but I can certainly speak for my own family.
Mm-hmm. What about children? So you mentioned your son, and obviously he's very important to you. What are your thoughts on children and life?
I believe, Kate, that if you love your children, as hopefully all of us do, and you try to become not just the loving parent, but also the person that corrects them when they need to be corrected, then you most likely will succeed. We all make mistakes along the way. And growing up, my father never spanked me. He believed that love could do it all. And I told you, I did some things as a teenager, and I just wish he would have, you know, hit me with the belt a couple of times because I really needed it growing up. I thought I was invincible, and I think I learned from that. And I think that when kids are doing wrong, then you have to step in and try to stop from going any further. Try to stop them from becoming disrespectful or too easygoing or maybe too obsessive about things. Everyone has a child that has a person, a set of skills, but also personality. And personality is not something that you necessarily teach. It's just something you should manage.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I explained myself.
Yeah, you explained yourself really, really well. And again, we're speaking with Angelica Wolf. You want to pick up her book, 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
I hope they walk away with at least one quote, if not more, but at least one that they can relate to, that they can learn from. A lot of what I wrote is personal experience. And like me, some incidents or experiences do repeat on the lives of others on a different place, on a different time. But we all have the same struggles around the world. I think as human race, we all face the same things, the same difficulties over and over. And I hope that they can find at least one quote that they identify themselves with. And, you know, shoot me an email if you saw it differently or what happened in your case. If it was similar to my experience, how do you put it together? And how do you react after it? And as the years goes by, for those who experience pain, for them to be healed, for them to catch something in this book that would give them hope that not everybody out there is bad, that not everybody, not everything we do is meaningless, but rather that we all are here with a purpose. And when we find our call and when we find ourselves and when we believe in something, whether it's Christianity or God or yourself or your family or love, whatever that is, that it can bring you some peace.
Wow, beautiful place to stop this. And tell everyone that you can pick up Angelica's book, Amazon.com, 365 Days of Inspirational Interludes. Angelica, it was so nice meeting you, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
No.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
By now, all of you know how much I love New Orleans, and I've learned how to say it properly, by the way, so you can't make fun of my accent. I am thrilled to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Scott Wolf, or Poppy as he is known to some, those grandchildren, I think, running around New Orleans or outside of it. But what's really cool is he's got a restaurant where the tagline may be the best I've ever heard, America's Busiest Po' Boy Restaurant. And he has all kinds of accolades for, you know, what they're cooking up there, let me tell you, including 2017 GQ magazine, one of my favorite reads every time I go to the doctor, is the best restaurant to get this kind of great grub. Scott, and we barely scratched the surface, and I have many more props to give you, but I want to get to this conversation because I was so thrilled. I met you in Austin just last week, and we were here for Forbes, one of their wonderful insiders forums, and we just happened to have a conversation, and then you started to tell me about your journey and this restaurant and Melba's, and I swear I know I've eaten there. I'm sure I have, right?
Well, that you probably have. We can do 1,500 people per day through your site, and we get tourists from all over the country. You know, with VRBO and Airbnb and social media the way it is today, people are venturing outside of the tourist traps now and getting into the neighborhoods. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that you have been there before.
But here's the thing. So you've done this for 5 years, and you and I talk about numbers all the time, and you say you serve like 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys a day. Is that right?
No, not a day. We do 1,500 people a day, but we sell 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys per month.
Wow.
We sell all the foods in soul food. We're really kind of like the leader in soul food. We're one of the top 20 restaurants that are searched on TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Google for the New Orleans market.
Wow. So how did you get into this?
Well, my history goes back to when I was 19 years old, started a company called Wagner's Meat, who everyone in New Orleans knows about. Our slogan for Wagner's Meat was a chain of convenience stores was, you can't beat Wagner's Meat. And we were very popular in New Orleans market up until Katrina, when Katrina had wiped out everything. So Melba's was just our second career. Well, it was a property development that I couldn't find a tenant for, and we put this little concept together, and we opened it up in 2012, and it's been skyrocketing ever since.
Wow. Did you ever think you would have parlayed a disaster of epic proportions, because that's what it was, Katrina, to so many businesses, into now what's been so successful in the restaurant business?
Well, Melba's really is a story from Katrina, because it was a building that was blighted and destroyed from Katrina and abandoned, had never been redeveloped. And when I put the Melba's concept together, I knew that we had to go back and get some of our core employees that we had at Wagner's Meat for the past 35 years. One person we reached out to was Lois Thomas, who has been our cook for a very, very long time. And she's from the Lower Ninth Ward, and she's a great cook and a great employee, great person. And we went searching for her. We had a customer come in that knew Lois, and we said, because nobody had anyone else's phone number, everybody got displaced and you lost track of everyone. So this customer who knew us knew Lois, and got Lois on the telephone for me, and I said, Lois, I need you to come down. We opened up this new place. I want you to be my cook. And Lois said, Scott, I have this job up here, and I got married, and I'm, you know, kind of like settling up here. And I said, well, quit your job and come on down here, and we'll find you a place to live, and we'll set you up and everything. And she said, well, let me think about it. And about a month later, she called me back and said, I'm leaving my husband. I'm coming down to New Orleans. And we set her up, and the rest has been history. Lois is the face of Melba's. She does all the TV commercials, and she's a local celebrity now in New Orleans. And we're all having a really good time this time.
I love that story. So when you first decide to do this, that was one of the moves you made. How do you get on the map? I mean, how do you get people to go in? How do you drive people? You obviously had a name because you had the market, etc. So that had to be part of it. You obviously are from there. But what else did you have to do to drive people to you?
Sure. Well, New Orleans is actually a small town. It's only 350,000 people. When we had Wagner Meats, we had 10 locations around town. We served 20,000 people per day. So, and we had 300 employees. We did that for 35 years. So we know nearly everyone in the New Orleans market. So when they had discovered that the Wagner Meat people were behind the Melba's, and then we had a core group of management that was from the Wagner days, that word of mouth spread like fire. We did a great job with the food concept. We serve great food. We give good service. And we have a great atmosphere. And we just happen to have a great location as well. So we call it the crossroads of New Orleans, where we have a lot of culture comes together, where you get black and whites that sit down for lunch every day, enjoy each other's company, and then we get tourists through the social media. That's a game changer. The social media we didn't have in the Wagner Meat days. With social media, we're now able to cross-pollinate beyond our normal market, and that's what's bringing tourists to us these days.
Wow, you said something interesting, especially where we are culturally. Mm-hmm. You said we have black and white people sitting together having conversation.
Yeah, that's I think the greatest thing that Melba's has achieved is, you know, on the news, and it seems like in politics, we're told that we hate each other, but at Melba's, when you come in, you don't see that. You see people who are actually in line with each other and forced to sit at each other's tables because of the size of the place, and everyone is having a great time. And that is what I think is the great experiment at Melba's. And when you walk in there, that's the shocking part, I think, to the public, is how is this occurring when we're supposed to hate each other?
Wow. 5 minutes from the French Quarter is where you are, and as you said, it was this wrecked building, abandoned building, because of what happened with Katrina. So pretty easy for people to find, and like you said, social media has really exploded, and that's how people have found you. So customer service has to be super important on your list besides the great cook and the great food.
It is. We have 45 employees, and we're open 24 hours for 7 days a week, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. So whenever you think of po' boys at late night, you know, we're one of the few places, quality places, safe places that you can go to and enjoy New Orleans cuisine, soul food, the way your mama used to make it. And, you know, Katrina wiped out a lot of these places. 80% of all the corner stores and all the corner bars and all the corner hardwares were wiped out. So we were able to rebuild Melba's. it put back in play that comfort, that corner market where everybody would come and meet, and you could see the people that you knew and grew up with, and that's what we're getting. Additionally, 100,000 New Orleanians were dispersed that never came back. They went and lived in Houston and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi, and they're all over the country, but they have family still in New Orleans. So that's a new tourism market that is not the traditional tourist that comes to New Orleans. So when they come to New Orleans, they come see their family. They come more often. And when they come see their family says, hey, we found this new place, just like the old days, and it's Melba's.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about you've got a couple of books cooking, actually, and speaking of cooking, one of them is a cookbook. Tell us about that.
That's right. We just finished our cookbook, whereby we have a lot of Lois's recipes and Melba's recipes and some of the recipes from my mother, who was a great cook as well. And it's going to press. We should have it by the end of the year. It'll be for sale on our website, for sale obviously in the store. It'll be a PDF version, a Kindle version, as well as a hard copy. And then we'll do a little book tour, and we get ready to start a little cooking show where Lois is going to go on the local television station and do a once-a-month cook show. So we're all really excited about that, and it's good. It's a nice extension to our growth.
Okay, I'm an okay cook. Well, I'm a pretty lousy cook. Tell me something I could make from your cookbook to surprise my husband.
Sure. Stuffed bell peppers. You know, a lot of people don't make stuffed bell peppers at home, but it's a good New Orleans cuisine, and the way Lois has the recipe, it's just delicious and very easy to make as well.
Well, so you're going to hide that recipe from me. I'm going to have to get the book, right? Like everybody listening?
Yeah, you got to buy it. Absolutely.
All right. So tell me, with everything that you've learned, and because for people, again, listening in the audience, what's really cool about Scott is I spent some time with he and his wife, Jane, and I found out their story. How old were you when you got married, and how much education?
Well, Jane and I are from public schools. Well, actually, that's not true. Jane is a Catholic school, and I'm public school. And Jane and I are high school sweethearts. We got married. Jane was 15, and I was 17. And we had a young son who is obviously now grown up and has a family of his own. So neither Jane nor I had a formal education, but we were very entrepreneurial, and we actually acquired our first convenience store, which was named Wagner's, which is where the name came from, when I was 19 years old. And then we grew that to a chain of stores, and we actually retired in 2003 prior to Katrina. So this is our second career, and you know, we have just this one location, but we're really having fun with the community and a closer relationship with our employees. This one's fun this time around.
What a pleasure to spend some time with Scott and his wife, Jane Wolfe. I look forward to their book coming out in the near future with Forbes Books. And I'll tell you what, I also look forward to trying those po' boys at Melba's. Man, he had my mouth watering when he was talking about shrimp, and they were talking about roast beef, too, as well. Cannot wait for that. Looks like I might have to put a trip to New Orleans pretty soon on my schedule. Hang with us. Much more coming your way here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.